live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The King stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal coline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your Ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast, and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 and top 5 products.
Welcome back in hour number 3 of the show. Nick Sainert, Steve Sipple, Bill Bush alongside. Hour number 3 sponsored by NEBCO, now hiring jobs. Gosh dang it. Now hiring jobs with ready mixed concrete. Check out NEBCOinc.com for more information.
Can I say one thing quick when we get back to the prom thing? Coming back from Beamer, Duke was driving the station wagon.
Okay.
And that's where he passed the superintendent on the right. He took him in, he passed the superintendent on the right, went into the ditch. Right around the 2 mile corner, and we're driving. He goes, "Should I take him on the right?" And we're all like, "Yeah, take him on the right." He takes him, dirt comes off the highway into the going about 70 in a station wagon, and we didn't know who it was at the time. As we look over, it was Mr. Brazy. It was the superintendent.
"Should I take him on the right?"
Duke, and you wonder why he had problems with the graduation situation. You wonder now it all makes sense. It all makes sense.
It's a busy weekend in the sports world coming up, and we just want to kind of preview it.
Okay.
I want to get your guys' thoughts on what is the most intriguing event of the weekend.
It's easy.
And it's Kentucky Derby. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you
yes.
for nodding your head on radio. That helps yes, out.
You nodded. I nodded my head.
Everybody can see you nod your head.
Yes. It's
okay.
An event.
Here's the deal. Now, Bill will understand this because he's of a certain age. You might understand it. I think when the horses are going to the post and then they're in line and when the gates swing open, it might be the most exhilarating moment in sports.
It's one of the top. Yeah, it's incredible.
Top 5?
Yeah, it is.
Give me top 3. Can I get top 3?
You go get top 3, 100.
Okay. When the gates swing open and they're off, that is, if you don't, I mean, I've gotten I don't know that I get the chills every single time, but I just got the chills thinking about it. So
that sound of what it sounds like when those gates open.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's kind of mayhem at first.
I've always wondered, too, because you lived it live, Steve. What is that like? I've never really talked. That has to be just gut-wrenching. If there's 18 horses in this field, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're like horse 2 in.
Right.
That's a long way.
It's a lot for the jockey.
Guess what else happens? Sometimes, you know, horse 12 is acting up, can't get him in,
100.
Doesn't want to go in. And you're like going like, what the heck is going on? So that I always think about the
horse
that's in right away. And they got to be nervous. They got to be going like, hey, load him up. Let's go, man.
Oh, it's tense.
Yeah.
The guys who load, they're under a lot of pressure. Now, I will say this, Bill. Some horse, it's just like people. Some horses, like if you load a horse first or second and they got to wait a while, some horses are okay.
Yeah.
Others, they're not.
Not.
They're not. And they're freaking out. The jockey's got to deal with it. What you'll hear is a lot of yelling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'll hear, you know, you'll hear maybe the jockey yell or the people that are running the gate yell. Yeah, it can be a pain. Now, some horses are just calm. Mm-hmm. You know, they handle it. But some handle it better than others. But no, the gate crew, I used to, those guys, if a guy said to me when I was working at the track, I'm on the gate crew, I'd be like, okay, that's a real dude. That's not easy work. It's hard work. Swim, are you with us?
Yeah, so I'm reading on a story right now because a horse got scratched.
Scratch.
It was Rodriguez is the name. Rodriguez is the name of the horse. But I was looking up just some of the odds on this and some storylines yesterday, and I wanted to find the article so I don't get it incorrect here.
Please.
How about this one? So one of the highest, I should say, most favorable odds going in tomorrow, he's 3-1 to win. It's journalism. We talked about the horse earlier.
Wow.
But how about this one? Journalism is the son of Curlin, who finished as the 2007 Horse of the Year, mm-hmm. retired in 2008, and despite boasting impressive metrics, Curlin has yet to sire a horse who has won the Run for the Roses. So he's given, obviously, he's the son of one of the most impressive and decorated horses of all time, but has never given birth to a horse that's ever won the Kentucky Derby.
Hmm.
And journalism is the favorite to win. So there's that piece of it. Also, on the other side, how about this one?
Okay.
At 6-1 odds to win, Sandman is trained by a guy named Mark Cassie, who has not started a horse in the Kentucky Derby the last 4 years.
Hmm.
In addition, Mark Cassie, the trainer, is winless with 10 starts in the Run for the Roses. Okay. And so there's a couple of interesting storylines there to the two most favorable horses with the two best odds have storylines around them that would project them that they're not going to win tomorrow, which is crazy.
That is crazy. Journalism.
I mentioned this before on the show. I took a pilgrimage to Claiborne Farms to see, talk to people who took care of Secretariat and see his grave. And it's really cool. And then we also went to Churchill Downs also with Eric Getzfred, future Hall of Famer. At Nebraska Wesleyan. But it is such a cool thing to be in the fabric of Claiborne Farms of what's like, how the stud service works and all those different things. They educate you and all that. And it's like, yeah, this is big business. This is incredibly expensive with what's going on and how, and like you said, when someone buys that horse, or one of the offspring, they're expecting great things. And so it's very, very unique, the horse racing.
It is. Now, here's how that journalism got its name. Do you wonder that at all? The horse.
We're just, I do,
all reading our phones.
I do. I'm just disconnect to connect. I'm trying to do a radio show.
You are.
You guys are just reading your phones.
Our phones. Here's how journalism, I was reading this last night, actually. I was wondering. There's actually a columnist in Lexington, for the Lexington newspaper, that does a story every year about how each horse gets its name. It's sort of interesting. And journalism got its name. The owner always tries to go with a one-word name and tries to hearken to the horse's pedigree. He just mentioned Curlin. Curlin, the sire, it's hard to name, so they opted to go off the dam's name, which was nepotism. So they said, okay, we want ism in the word. Yeah. So therefore, it's journalism because the owner was the sports editor of the high school newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Makes complete sense. Yeah. I like that.
So there's usually some sort of story. The thing I wanted to tell you guys is sort of interesting because I always wondered about this myself. Who approves the names? And can any name get approved? No. In fact, it's sort of. Yeah. The Jockey Club does it. It registers all the thoroughbreds and oversees the naming. So you can't have two active racehorses, obviously, can't have the same.
Live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The king stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
At Ritual, we're celebrating all moms this Mother's Day, current and aspiring. So whether you're looking for fertility support, natal choline, or our best-selling clinically backed prenatal, we've got you covered. Find your ritual. Go to ritual.com/podcast and for a limited time, get 40% off your first month.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Based on net sales from industry data, including Nielsen IQ, Stackline, and Numerator as of Q4 2024 in top five products.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Name, but there's 450,000 names in the database. So you'd be surprised.
You start naming them off. Okay, but nope, used.
Right, yep. Exactly. You'd be surprised how many names get rejected. Now, once a horse stops racing for 5 years, the name is put back into circulation unless, and you'd understand this because you followed horse racing, it has reached a certain level of success as defined by the Jockey Club, and that is it in the Hall of Fame, has it won an Eclipse Award, or has it exceeded $2 million or more in earnings? Like, you can't have another Secretariat. You can't name your horse Seattle Slough, right? You can't name your horse...
War Admiral.
Yeah, you can't. So other rules, it's a limit of 8.
Seabiscuit.
Yeah, you can't get buy a horse and say, Hey, Laura, we're gonna name it Seabiscuit. Yes. No, you can't do that. It's all other rules, there's a limit of 18 characters, no famous people, and nothing vulgar.
Limit of 18 characters.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I was
going
to say
down a rabbit hole here.
There's a horse in the race called Chunk of Gold. Mm-hmm. And the purchase price for him, he is being called the rags to riches horse to win this weekend. He was purchased for just $2,500.
Jeez.
$2,500. Okay, he finished second in the Louisiana Derby, and he works with trainer Ethan West, who is only 32 years old.
Yeah, that's a dream scenario.
Yeah.
That's a dream. You bought your horse for $2,500.
Yeah, that life's going to go really well for you.
Yes.
The rest of your life's probably really well for you.
Yeah. You have a horse in the Derby.
Yeah.
I bought a horse when I was young, like 19 years old, for about that. It ran one race and died. Born to be rich.
What? This is the first I've heard of this.
I've owned a horse. I was in the program and everything. Yeah,
so you're watching the horse.
It ran one time and died in the stall.
In the stall.
Born to be rich. I bought a horse and his name was Born to be Rich.
Was there any insurance on that? Or was it just out the $2,500? Just out the $2,500.
It was fun while it lasted.
The one race, did he win?
No, he's like sixth.
I feel so bad that I'm laughing. And then went to the stall and died.
It just came out of nowhere. Nobody expected that to happen.
Well, here's why.
That happens on the show quite often.
Because when you buy a horse like that, you dream of what he just laid out.
Yeah.
Maybe this horse is way better than anybody knows.
Yeah.
And that someday he'll be running in the Derby. Or running in a belt.
Can you imagine sipping a big hat like they have at the Derby? A nice.
Well, the guys don't wear the big
hats.
The big hats, the suits.
The big
and a dress. Imagine sipping a dress.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Do you think guys are walking around with these giant flamboyant
hats? Well,
they got the
flamboyant hats, just the normal hats. Just the normal hats. Fullback Trap says,
I think
we
pictured it different.
We need a dress. We need a deep dive on Sip's horse ownership.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask the Coughlins. Danny Coughlin was a trainer, and he kind of coaxed me into buying it. Now it was not a big deal. It happens. I mean, there's risk involved.
Yeah.
So ran in Columbus one time.
Unnamed texter says, if Bob Baffert has a horse in the Derby, blindly take them to win. Bob will do anything to win. Yes, he's back. But however, he was going to have two horses in the race. Rodriguez, the one that got scratched, is his.
Okay.
So he has Citizen Bull is the other one that is his, racing out of the number one spot, the post. And the other one was racing out of the number four spot, and Rodriguez got scratched. So Baffert, in his return after a three-year hiatus, has just one horse running, going for a seventh win.
Steve's correct me if I'm wrong. I think the thing that would freak casual fan or someone that's never been there, what it sounds like and the size and the power when they come around the corner and they're eight in a pack or whatever. It's so loud. It's
super cool.
It's super cool and so powerful. So I was right on the rail coming around to go into the backstretch. I mean, not the backstretch, the front, the finish.
Okay.
And they were still, you know, there's 18 horses, so there were still 12 in a bunch. Jeez. And I can still hear what that was like. It's like, oh, my. And then these guys are riding in the middle of
and
that.
And sometimes those jockeys are yelling. I mean, you can hear them sometimes. Not always. But, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that goes on.
If just the casual person was, let's be on the rail out here and let's hear what this is like.
It's power.
It would be freaky.
It's powerful. Yeah, it's an intoxicating sport. It really can be.
So that's just our deep dive into the Kentucky Derby.
How about that?
It'll be tomorrow.
Yeah. Horse talk.
Horse talk. We should do a special every week.
Horse talk.
Horse talk.
Yeah.
We found out Sip owned a horse and it died.
You had no idea.
I worked at I worked in and around the track scene for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. It did a lot.
In fact, I videoed races for a period up in the, you know, they have those, you probably don't even know. Most people don't know they have high above the track. There's like three areas where you video. I videoed the races one time. It was $100 a day when I was a kid. So.
Nice.
You videoed the races?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. My dad spent time a few weeks ago. We were going to Grand Island. Dad, mom, dad were not going, but he sent some money to wager with. So he practiced. He goes, I've been kind of practicing, watching some races and stuff. And I'm like, from Grand Island? He goes, no, Santa Anita. So he was watching. He'd watch how they'd parade the horses by, and he'd pick his horses from that, and then he'd watch him. I go, Grand Island? No, Santa Anita.
He's watching Santa Anita.
On the computer. He's home watching Santa Anita horse races, and then he goes. Some of my it didn't go well. What I thought looked like, you know, it just didn't go off looks. It's going off looks. He went off of just looks. And my dad's 90, and he's watching races in Santa Anita to get ready for Grand Island for Fawner Park.
That's better incredible time. That's the coach in him.
That's incredible.
What are you doing, Dad? Watching Santa Anita.
If you were standing with a guy who knew it was always interesting, like when horses come out in the paddock, and a guy like Danny Coughlin, the guy I worked for, he'd be like, no, that's a bad walker. I'd be like, I can't see that.
Yeah.
I can't see the bad walk. No, look at him. That's a bad walking horse.
You know? So we
I
have,
couldn't see it.
We just got a picture sent into the text line, and it says, it's the horse profile of Born to be Rich. And there it is. The jockey was Loren Dale Jensen. The owner, Steve Sipple.
This is incredible.
It says it on there. Yeah. It had 43 starts.
Loren Jensen. Yeah, Loren Jensen.
43 starts, four first-place finishes, two second-place finishes, two third-place finishes.
Not under me.
Just over.
Ran once and died.
Just over $19,000 in earnings.
None for me.
Talk about buying at the wrong time.
No earnings for me.
My goodness. Yeah, the connections as of last start. There it is. Steve Sipple.
That was the last start. Trust me.
That was it.
My goodness. There it is. All right, when we come back, we got one of our favorite segments of the week. It's Taste Test Friday with Smoking Gun.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The King stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.